Pero en Discovery Max te lo mostramos en su mejor momento.
The prices are magic. Jacob's USA assortment, $6.29. Afternoon tea, $7.75. Jacob's chocolate mallows, £2.90. Henry's.
In the 1980s, my mom drove a cobalt blue Subaru with a large blotch of rust eating away at the right side. This car, it was called a roadside rambler, drives around my mind to this very day. But the name wasn't very fitting considering we only ever drove around the residential streets of Queens. My sister and I would sit in the back seat, there were no car seats back then, with seatbelts stretched across our little chests, feet not touching the dirty car floor. We'd strip off our itchy wool Catholic school uniforms as we piled in, beating the New York City heat in only our vests and the windows down. That's where I always remember her, sitting in the driver's seat, cigarette, Marlboro Reds always, dangling from her hand. Her energy was the first thing I could remember about her. Short hair like Princess Diana and suntanned skin and a famous gap between her two front teeth. She was always singing. The opening synth of her very favorite song, Queen's I Want to Break Free, began to play, and she'd start to bang her hand across the steering wheel when the guitar kicks in. I'd watch her in complete awe as she channeled Freddie Mercury, singing along like she wrote the words herself. It was the first time I knew she was trapped. Not necessarily by my father or by her children, but by the constraints of domesticity, her physical body, and her desires. And I wondered if it was my fault. Her coolness and contradiction lay in her disinterest in anything deemed normal, irreverent to the core. Family life was something she longed for and in the same breath hated. Was there freedom in dishwashing and dinner making and bedtime routines? And she needed freedom. She had angles and stories written across her face, sharp lines and obstacles she'd overcome. Stories we'd never hear and never know. Those unknown chapters scared me, and I tried to unlock them as I sat in the back seat, wondering what caused those silent tears spilling over her high cheekbones and the mystery of what moved her. She wanted something more, something bigger than what seemed on offer. What she needed didn't seem to be on this planet. She often spoke of the story of Papillon, a movie starring Steve McQueen that came out in 1973. It was based on a true story of a French convict who spends his life trying to escape imprisonment. He was called Papillon, French for butterfly, and she saw herself in it. In the wings of a butterfly that could push off the pavement and fly far away. So I was afraid that she would leave. That someday, like Papillon, she'd start a new life somewhere else, leaving her responsibilities behind. That I'd get up for school one day and find her missing. I remember sitting at the top of the stairs listening to her argue with my father over her rash purchase of an expensive burgundy leather coat. Even then, I knew why she bought it. It made her feel beautiful, and when she had it on, she could for a second pretend that she was someone else. He didn't understand. He never understood her. I expected that if I was ever so lucky enough to become a mother, that I'd also feel that intense desire to be elsewhere, the urge to cut and run. At times, I too long to feel like someone else in a brand new leather jacket, but I haven't wanted to break free in quite the same way. In fact, for me, it's been the desire to stay as long as I can as their mother, to make all the days last with our family, to hold on to and to live in our joyful mess of a life. My feet feel best when they're on the ground, not floating away. Her and I were different that way. Maybe because I've had less to run from, and maybe I should count myself very lucky. And where she found it hard to stay still, for me, I will always find it hard to let go. Always finding it so hard to move to the next chapter, to say goodbye. Did anyone ever write a rock song about staying put? I know I will feel such loss when it's time to let my children go. I see my daughter in the back seat looking at me in the rearview mirror, and I know she too is studying her mother. Wondering as I sing out loud who I am. And I'll tell her someday about how you don't transform into another person when you become a mom, but rather bring the girl you once were along for the ride. That you will still want to dance and sing and make mistakes, but that you will try your best not to because you love your kids too much. I'll tell her about how you won't spend too much on that burgundy jacket, but you'll want to. There was a look she often gave me when I sat quietly in the back seat, a wicked smile and a nod in the rearview mirror that gave me permission to let go. It said, it's okay to be a little bold. It's okay to laugh at what is expected of you by this world. It's all fleeting and it's all a joke. Be who you are, for there is no other option. She's gone now, gone from this planet. Maybe she's found another one where she can be free. I miss her otherworldliness. I miss her irreverence. And I really miss that nod in the rearview mirror so much.